Texte numéro 86. Proposed smoking ban would improve UK public health, but tobacco industry opposition could be a major roadblock. In his speech on Tuesday, King Charles outlined what measures the government plans to introduce to cut smoking rates and create a smoke-free generation in England. Among the measures the government hopes to introduce as part of its new tobacco and vapes bill are plans to restrict sales of e-cigarettes so they're less accessible to children and young people, as well as exploring the possibility of a new duty on vapes. But perhaps the most notable of these measures are plans to introduce a so-called generational smoking ban. Current legal smokers would be unaffected, but if the legislation came into force as planned, it would mean that from 2027, anyone aged 14 or under will never be able to legally buy a cigarette. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak claims that not only would eradicating smoking save £17 billion per year, it would also reduce pressure on the NHS. Over roughly the last decade, 25 to 31% of all hospital admissions were from conditions directly caused by smoking, such as respiratory and circulatory diseases and cancers. Smoking is also the leading cause of preventable death and illness in the UK. Whether such a ban actually comes to fruition is uncertain, and the tobacco industry will probably do as much as it can to ensure this policy never comes to pass. If this plan goes through, it would make England the second country in the world to introduce such a ban. New Zealand was the first country to successfully implement a generational smoking ban in January 2023. It's still too early to know exactly what benefits this policy will have on public health, but computer modelling suggests that a well-enforced effort would halve smoking rates within 10 to 15 years after the ban is implemented. But for years, the tobacco industry has opposed virtually every tobacco control policy that has been proposed, including smoke-free public places and standardised tobacco packaging. It should come as no surprise, then, that the industry could be a major roadblock in the government's plans to implement a smoking ban. Research at the University of Bath has highlighted the techniques the tobacco industry uses to undermine such policies. One main strategy is spreading a false narrative about the effect tobacco control policies will have on society and the economy. This narrative is spread using a number of techniques, including producing skewed evidence and bringing forward litigation. The policy also stands to be most successful when not viewed in isolation. Other stop smoking measures will continue to have a role to play, given that many current smokers will not be affected by the legislation. Adapted from The Conversation, November 2023.